All right, today we're going to pray for the officials in Homestead Valley and in Landers. Homestead Valley has a population of 3,090. They're under District 3, so is Landers, which is the county supervisor, is Dawn Rowe, so we'll be lifting her up in prayer. The crime grade, however, is D-. Their biggest issues are vandalism at 13%, which is fairly high, 11% theft, drug crimes 9%, and 8% burglary. The biggest problem in Homestead Valley, however, is that it has a poverty rate of 33%. That is extremely high. It's in the top of the state and in the top of the county. So that means one out of every three people that live there are in poverty. Another thing unique to Homestead Valley is it has no churches for a city of 3,000. It is governed by the county. It also has a water district, so a Valley Community Council that oversees it, and they watch over the different things, and their council members are Jim Harvey, Rick as the president, Rick Sayers the vice president, Betty Munson the secretary, and the treasurer is Floy Krubling. They have some delegates who watch over the different areas, and for Homestead Valley, they don't have one in specific. And then they have some alternates too. So these are the people that oversee the area and help decide on what's going to go on. So we're going to be praying for them. They are elected. And so we're going to lift them up along with Landers. Now, Landers, and also that there are two board members up for the Unified District of Morongo. So we'll be lifting them up in prayer as well. Landers has almost 3,000 people, and its crime grade, unhappily, is F. Yes, their top issues are 14% vandalism, 12% theft, and drug crimes 11, and burglary 10. So they're all higher than Homestead. Now, that's interesting because Homestead is 3,090, Landers is 2,983. So not very many people, apart from less than 100, and yet their crime grade is significantly higher and the percentage. What is unique, however, about Landroid is the, well, you heard it already, is the fact that it has been called Landroid. And what does that mean? It's an allusion to the popular UFO culture in the area based on the building that was designed by Charles Wassell called the Integraton, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. The structure is like the design of Moses's temple. Yes, you heard it here. And it's from the writings of Nikola Tesla, believing that there are telepathic directions from extraterrestrials. Yes, that's what they believe. This one-of-a-kind 38-foot-high, 55-foot diameter, all-wood dome. Yeah, it's all made of wood. Was designed to be an electrostatic generator for the purpose of rejuvenation and time travel. A little on the unique side there, so we'll be definitely praying for that. It's also governed by the Bighorn Desert View Water Agency, where John Burkhardt is the president and is up for election. Joe Marie McKenzie is the vice president, up for election. Megan Close-Dee's secretary, not up for election. Craig Dyke, director, is up for election. And David Chapman. So, Father, we come before you and we bring all of these people, those that are going to be elected, those positions that are available in the school district, the water district, the community council that oversees this particular area, and even the issues that face both of these communities. We pray, God, that the people that rise up, that they would be like 1 Timothy 4:12, that they would be an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity, that they would be pure people. They would have faith in you. They would demonstrate love, and that their speech and their conduct would exemplify a professional manner and be caring about their constituents. We pray, according to Philippians 2:3, that they would not do anything from rivalry, conceit, but in humility count others as more significant than themselves. We pray, God, that they would be able to get godly advice and good, healthy, clear instruction from others who are more experienced and knowledgeable and maybe even skilled in areas that can help their communities decrease the crime and improve the community efforts, especially the Homestead Valley that has such a high poverty rate. We notice that where there's poverty, there's often drug crimes. We pray the law, they would work with the law enforcement to find ways to solve that problem, and maybe even ministries. We pray for churches to rise up and that these leaders will not hurt those churches, but will support them in growing and not giving them any major tax or issues when they're trying to build or do any kind of function. Pray they work with them, seeing that a healthy, godly Christian church can actually bring change, good change to communities. Father, in Exodus 18:21, you said to look for able men from all the people, men who fear God, who are trustworthy, hate a bribe, and place them over the people as chiefs of thousands, hundreds, fifties, and of tens. So Lord, as we are approaching this election season, may the voters look for able people who fear you, who are trustworthy, who hate bribes, and won't listen to that kind of stuff, and that they would be placed over it. We also pray that, as in 1 Timothy 3:2, that they would be above reproach, the husband or wife of one husband, or the husband of one wife, that they would be sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, teachable. And Father, we thank you according to your word in Deuteronomy 1:13 that you encourage them to choose for their tribes wise, understanding, and experienced men and appoint them as heads. So Father, we pray for the leaders that will come into these places, whether men or women, that they would have wisdom, understanding, experience, and be the ones that are placed in these positions. So Father, we thank you that that is what is going to happen, and we're going to continue to pray for the people to go out and vote accordingly with knowledge and information, and that they would see change as a result of these officials lining up with you and doing what you want, because in the end, you are the one who appoints those in authority. In Jesus' name.